Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and through the internet deliver it to you. Today's message is simple. Happy Thanksgiving, and this is a special episode that is based on 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 7, and Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 33. Let us dive into the Word today, starting with 1 Timothy. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone, for kings and all who are in high positions, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all good godliness and dignity. This is right and is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God. There is also one mediator between God and humankind, Christ Jesus himself human, who gave himself a ransom for all. This was attested at the right time. For this I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I am not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. Amen. And now from the Gospel of Matthew. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body or what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your lifespan? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things. Indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Amen. So, this week is the Sunday before Thanksgiving, and actually, all of this past week I've had off as a for continuing education. Took it as a continuing education week, and so I'm not actually preaching a message at my church, and really am taking off from doing it here as well. But I did want to leave us with a happy Thanksgiving reflection, so to speak. We spend, friends, so much of our time worrying about everything, do we not? We have much to be thankful for, and yet we spend so much of our time concentrating on all of the things that might or might not happen that we often forget that we are overall thankful for everything we have. In fact, we spend so much of our time worrying about stuff and fretting stuff that we stop being thankful altogether. Jesus is reminding us in the scripture that worrying is not going to get us there. Worrying is not going to add happiness to our life. It's not going to add meaning to our life. It's not going to add time to our lives. In fact, if anything, it does the opposite of those things. It takes our time. It takes our joy and our happiness. It takes away our thankfulness. We can fret about all different sorts of things, whether they be political or financial or emotional or psychological, but none of those things get us there. And so, friends, in order to truly have a happy Thanksgiving, we need to let go of the worries, let go of the fretting, let go of the stress and the anxiety by putting our trust in God. Jesus is asking us to trust him. And we're being reminded by the Apostle Paul that we should be making prayers and intercessions and thanksgivings and supplications for everyone at all times. That we should never cease praying, that we should never cease being in communication with God. And there's the key, my friends, and I want to focus in on this key right now. If we are not communicating with God, if we are not in a relationship with God, how can we put our trust in God? Fears, worries, anxieties, they come and they go. So whether we have fears and anxieties or not is not an indication as to whether we have faith or not. But if we truly have trust in God, what would those worries amount to? What do we have to worry in the end if God has us covered? But if we're not in a relationship with God, if we don't, in essence, know God, how can we put our trust in God? And if we can't put our trust in God, how will we ever come to a place where the worries don't overcome us, where the fear doesn't overcome us, where the anxieties don't overcome us? The problem is that as long as we are focusing all of our energy and time on our worries and not on our relationship with God, we will never come to a place of happy thanksgiving. And so, friends, I leave you with this. Put your trust and your faith in God. Know that you are God's and that God is yours. Communicate with God, pray with God, turn to God for everything, and begin to place your trust in God. Begin to solidify the foundation of a relationship with God and place your trust in God. And then, my friends, then you will absolutely have a happy Thanksgiving. Amen. And so I thank you for tuning in to this message, and I wish you and your families an absolutely, positively happy Thanksgiving. Don't spend a minute of it worrying about a thing, but rather spend it being thankful for the time you have with your family and your loved ones, and be a blessing to those who are around you. I'd also like to invite you to join us next week to tune in and listen to the next message. Until then, my friends, remember that you have been richly blessed. Remember that you've been richly blessed and you're being called to be a blessing to others. As Jesus said, strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you as well. You've been blessed. Be a blessing to others. Amen. Go in peace.